Hey there, awesome people. This is Riley Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little, and sometimes big, twists and turns. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's as universal as breathing, anxiety and fear. Ever feel like you've got this buzzing feeling in your chest, like a hummingbird on espresso? Or maybe that knot in your stomach that just won't loosen up, no matter how many deep breaths you take? Yeah, we've all been there. Anxiety and fear are basically our built-in alarm systems, trying to keep us safe from danger. But sometimes, they get a little overzealous, going off for things that aren't actually life-threatening, like forgetting your keys or accidentally liking an old post you totally regret. Don't worry, we're not here to judge. This podcast is all about understanding these feelings, learning how to manage them, and ultimately, kicking those anxious thoughts to the curb. So, buckle up, my friends. We've got 5 key takeaways that are going to change your perspective on anxiety and fear, I promise. Number 1. Anxiety isn't just a feeling, it's a response. Think of it like your body's way of reacting to a perceived threat, even if that threat is something as seemingly harmless as a deadline or a social gathering. Your heart races, you sweat, you get butterflies in your stomach, all because your brain is saying, danger. Danger. But remember, just because your body feels like it's in danger doesn't mean there actually is danger. Number 2. We all experience anxiety differently. What triggers one person might not even faze another. It's all about recognizing your unique triggers and learning how to manage them effectively. Do you get anxious when you have to speak in public? Or maybe when deadlines are looming? Identifying those triggers is the first step towards taking control of your anxiety. Number 3. Fear often stems from uncertainty. When we don't know what to expect, our brains jump into overdrive, imagining all sorts of worst-case scenarios. But here's the thing, most of those scenarios are highly unlikely. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, try focusing on what you can control. You can prepare for situations, gather information, and develop coping mechanisms. Remember, knowledge is power. Number 4. Talking about anxiety helps. Don't keep those anxious thoughts bottled up inside. Share them with a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sometimes, just saying it out loud can make a world of difference. Plus, you might be surprised to find that others have gone through similar experiences, and they've learned valuable coping strategies along the way. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. You're doing your best in a world that often feels overwhelming. Anxiety is a normal human experience, and it doesn't define you. Celebrate your strengths, practice self-care, and remember that you're not alone on this journey. Let me tell you a quick story about anxiety. Picture this. I'm standing backstage at a comedy show, my heart pounding like a drum solo, palms sweating like I just ran a marathon. It's the night of my first open mic performance, and all those anxious butterflies are doing the tango in my stomach. My mind is racing with thoughts like, what if I forget my jokes? Or, what if everyone laughs at me? Quote dot. But then, I take a deep breath, remember my preparation, and step onto that stage. You know what? It wasn't as scary as I imagined. In fact, it was exhilarating. That experience taught me that sometimes, the best way to overcome anxiety is to face it head on. So, let's recap. Anxiety is a natural response to perceived threats, but it doesn't have to control our lives. By understanding our triggers, practicing self-care, and seeking support when we need it, we can manage anxiety effectively and live more fulfilling lives. Remember, you are stronger than your anxieties. And before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Have you ever faced a situation where anxiety almost stopped you in your tracks? Share your story with me on social media using the hashtag affirmations for anxious thoughts. Let's support each other and create a community of understanding and empowerment. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.